Masechet Baba Metziah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Bet. In the last Mishnah, we learned that if a worker is back out of a job and they cause a loss to the person who's hiring them, then they're penalized. But if they back out of a job and there's no loss to the employer whatsoever, then they could back out with that penalty as long as they didn't start the job. But if they started the job, then they're penalized, like this Mishnah will teach us. Mishnah says, Hasocher et ha'umanin ve'hazru bahen yadan al tahtona. If somebody hired workers to do a job for them, and they started the job, and then they eventually backed out, they didn't want to finish the job, then these workers have the lower hand in terms of their compensation. The calculation of what they should be paid could be done in two different ways. Let's say they dropped the job after taking care of 50% of what they were supposed to do. So they could either be paid for that 50% of the job. Let's say they were going to paint the house, and painting the house costs $5,000. So they could be compensated for 50% of that, for the $2,500. And that would be one way of taking care of their payment. The other way would be, how much would it be to hire new employees to take care of the other 50% of the job that they didn't do? And whatever it cost for that, minus the cost that they were supposed to do it for, would be the amount that I give them. So basically, I pay them in full, minus the amount of what it would cost to hire another person to finish the job. So if they back that in the middle of the job, and the cost for the new workers was more than 50% of what they didn't do, then they would be paid less than the $2,500. We'll illustrate it just to make this a little more understandable. Again, the full job was $5,000 for the paint job. They backed that halfway. So now we have to take care of the second 50% of the job. So if I hired workers and they cost me $3,000, then according to that way of slicing things, I would give the new workers the $3,000, and I would only give the original workers $2,000, because as the employer, I wouldn't want to go beyond my $5,000 budget. That's what we mean by yado ala tahtona. However, we calculate it, they're going to have the lower hand in the compensation. And let's say the opposite. Let's say I find workers who would do the second half of the job for $2,000. That doesn't mean that I give now the painters $3,000, because I was willing to pay $5,000 originally. That just means the employer saves $500 on this job, because those second workers were willing to do it for $2,000 for the 50%, as opposed to $2,500 for that 50%. So no matter how you calculate it, the craftsmen have the lower hand in what they're compensated when they're the ones who backed out. But if it was the Baal HaBayit, if it was the employer who changed his mind and he fired the workers in the middle of the job, then he has the lower hand. However wages are calculated, the favored pay goes to the workers, not to the employer himself. So you could take the opposite example that we had before, and however the calculations work out, the workers are going to get the better end of the deal. Kol ha-mishaneh yado ala tahtona. Another way that a worker has the lower hand, if a craftsman or a worker deviates, he changes from the instructions that he was given, he has the lower hand in collecting payment. Let's say a worker was given a piece of wool and he was told to dye it red, but he dyed it black. Instead, there are two ways to calculate this. How much do we have to compensate him for the wrong job of dyeing the piece of wool the wrong color? Either we reimburse him for his expenses, the dye and the equipment that he used, or we pay him for the value of the wool. What is it right now? So whatever ends up being lower is what we end up giving him. Let's say there's a piece of land being sold and part of the payment happened. So whoever then backed out on the deal is the one who has the lower hand in the negotiation. Let's say there was a piece of land being sold for $1 million. And the buyer came and he paid $200,000 for that piece of land. But then one of them backed out and decided not to go through with the sale. If the seller backed out, then the buyer has the upper hand. He could choose. How does he want now the $200,000 that he spent on this piece of land to be, how should it function? Either he can get his money back, or he could own a piece of the land. He would own for this $1 million piece of land. He paid $200,000. He would own 1/5 of that piece of land. But if it was the buyer who backed out, then the seller has the upper hand. The seller could say, you know what? I want to give you back your money and I want to take the piece of land. Or he could say, I want to keep the money and I want to give you the 1/5 piece of land. It's yours to keep. The person who backs out loses the upper hand in the situation, and the person who got backed out on has the upper hand.